get into the dog catcher.
Dog.
You go, dog.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Wednesday, it must mean Arsenio Hall.
What's up,
Look
dog?
Look at you, man. Nice to see you.
Hey, man, who are you wearing? Who are you wearing? I'm wearing Fat Fong. Who are you wearing?
Yeah, this is wearing old. You know, comfortable.
There's only one true difference in you and I, and that's the fact that, and I noticed this.
You got dough?
No. My nails shine, and you don't give a damn about how nails look.
You have your nails done?
Hey, man, don't say it like that, man. Don't say it like you're talking to Elton John. You know this is a pimp move, and they're buffed. Yes, they're done. They're done. They're clean, and they're buffed.
At least you're looking at him like a man.
Yeah.
You know, there's two ways to look at him.
Yeah, it's to bend the fingers back towards you while the palms face your face.
Right.
The other way is this.
Yeah.
if you do that, I wish we were on the webcast right now.
Yeah, you put the palms away from you and your fingernails towards you, man. And you got to get yourself a convertible Miata.
It's
crazy. Hey, could I ask you one quick question before we move on? You know about McCain's former wife and the way he left her and his infidelity situation and everything?
Yeah. I guess she got in an accident.
Yeah.
And
while he was at the Hanoi...
Yeah, Hanoi Hilton, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he was a prisoner of war for, what, 5 or 7 years? Something like that.
Right.
And
apparently in two ways.
But you know, this is before we start this topic, this is interesting because I was thinking about this the other day and I thought maybe, you know, you're the perfect guy to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you hang out with some guys... you know, in the rap world, who had to go away for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And your brother has gone away for a little bit.
Yeah, my brother was more comfortable in prison than he was. My brother spent most of his time at a place called Chillicothe.
Is that right?
In Ohio.
Wow. That's
and,
a serious...
Oh, serious time.
Yeah.
And when he would get out, he would often do things to go back because he was more comfortable in the system. He dealt with that much better than my dad.
Right.
You know?
Well,
dealing with my dad was like Attica.
You know that song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we have it or
we
something.
We even used it as a nation when we had hostages.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
yeah,
the song
right.
we used when they
right.
came back.
Yeah. And it's essentially about a guy that went to jail, went to prison for a while, and he wrote to his old lady, says, I'm coming home, and put a yellow ribbon around the tree if you want me to come home.
I'm coming home. I've done my time.
I've got no...
We got to practice.
Yeah,
we'll practice, then we'll do it next week.
They finally get to the house. He goes, if I don't see a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, and put the blame on me.
If I don't.
Right. So he gets to the tree, the big old oak tree, and there's 1,000 yellow ribbons around the old oak tree.
Yeah.
Now, I think there should be a follow-up to that song. Because this is what happens. There's 1,000 yellow ribbons, and the guy slides into the house, right? He's been gone for 7 or 8 years.
Right.
Right? And he's going to, you know, pop open a beer. I mean, he's free again.
Absolutely.
And she's going to say to him after about the 7th beer, you know, that's what got you in trouble in the first place. And he's going to respond with... You miserable bitch.
Yeah.
I've been gone for 10 goddamn years.
Yeah.
This is my 7th beer, and you're going to start tracking me?
Yeah.
Well, what did you call me? And that's going to all crank it up again.
Yeah.
And bang, the yellow ribbons come down, and he's back in Attica.
For killing her. And you know during the conversation at some point, an American woman has to look at you and say, I bet you slept with somebody in prison. It's like, yeah, I did. And I didn't want to. It still hurts.
But I guarantee you, you know, like John McCain was gone for 5 or 6 years. The relationship changes. He's gone for 5 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are. You're gone. And he slides home and he wants to enjoy himself again. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe you say something wrong to that guy. He's got a temper anyway.
Oh, he definitely is a hothead. And by the way, he's not the only guy that's come home and decided he felt a little different about the institution of marriage. I'm sure Nelson Mandela had to make a call.
Oh, you know? Yeah, right.
Nelson Mandela came back. He dealt with everything, but he couldn't deal with Winnie.
Well, you
Winnie
know,
Mandela.
I bet there are guys out there who are in prison, and when they get back home and they got the wife, the kids again, and all the headaches, are probably thinking to themselves, this is prison. I was at a country club.
Yeah.
This is the real deal. You know, and a friend of mine, Frankie Renzulli, has a great saying. He says, before you have a wife and a kid, or before you have kids, that front door looks like barn doors or hangar doors. You can get out there anytime you want.
Yeah.
But once you have kids, it turns into a mouse hole.
Absolutely.
Try to get out that front door, man.
Another Frankie-ism.
It is real tough to do.
He's a good writer.
All right, here is breaking news, everybody. And I don't know if you saw this in the newspapers, but I get the Times of India delivered every day. And this is where I'm reading out of. John Mayer has said that he has parted ways with Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston, because of, quote-unquote, different chemistry. But he still thinks she's a wonderful person. Mayer said that they broke off. He broke it off with the actress because he didn't see a future with her. Now, isn't this like the third or fourth guy? Like, you'd seem like a quality guy that has said, I'm out.
And see, that's the operative word, quality. This chick has had the creme de la creme.
Brad Pitt.
Of Hollywood men. Yeah, the Vince Vaughn, who is not only wealthy but funny.
Right. And now this John Mayer, and from what I understand, and again, I'm not a an aficionado. I don't read these magazines as often as my wife does.
And your information does come from Pakistan.
It does. You ever do that where you start reading a story and then you go, where's the story coming from? Oh, the Indian Times. That's probably why there's a couple of errors in it.
A journalist named Sammy Lunchmeat in Iowa.
Maybe they're not really on top of what's happening in this country. But Jennifer Aniston has had like three or four real quality dudes, from what I understand. I mean, I don't know John Mayer. I don't know Vince Vaughn. But I do know Brad Pitt. I was at a party once with Brad Pitt, and Jennifer Aniston was there as well. Both very, very decent people. And my wife was there. She was then my girlfriend. And Brad Pitt was making margaritas for everybody.
Get out of here.
And he took his finger and mixed one up and gave it to my wife, and she goes, I don't care who you are. I'm not drinking a margarita after your finger's been in it.
Oh, that's how he makes it sweet. For the ladies.
I don't care if it's Brad Pitt or my husband. I ain't drinking that. But he's a very nice guy, and he said to me,
by the way, I never knew you hung out with him, and I think this deserves it. Look at you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But Brad Pitt said to me, he goes, you know, I listen to your show on the radio sometimes. And he says, I love when you go off on people, especially when Steckler does it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious, Doug. I mean, Doug Steckler was at this party, too. And he said, by the way, you have my permission to go nuts on me, if you like, on the radio, too. I don't care about stuff like that. And I said, well, why would we? I mean, we haven't done anything crazy. We've never done that.
Is he so handsome that he looks for people to hate him? I bet you can't hate me. I'm so fine. I bet you cannot talk about me bad.
That's so classic.
Wait, you finish, because I just want to add one thing.
But anyway, so Jennifer Aniston's there, Brad Pitt. There's some other actors and actresses, and you know, two dopey radio people. Me and
damn it,
Doug Secker, Dougie, please. What I'm saying is if Brad Pitt has said, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn, I believe, broke up with her.
He had a great sense of humor, but he could not make a joke out of the hell that he was living in.
I guess not. And John Mayer, from what I understand, has broken up with her over a telephone?
Yeah, see, that's the part. I was hoping you'd get to that. That's the thing. He couldn't even call or stop by.
That's the rumor.
You know, hey, baby, we're cell phone, Tim? Nelson Mandela went to Winnie and said, I got to make a move. I'm sure Mr. McCain told his ex, look, I know you're going through some things, but
gotta press on.
I met this fine, rich blonde.
Yeah.
But this guy apparently just called. I'm glad he didn't text her.
You know who's going to get a call in the second week of November?
Who?
Who will be busted up by Christmas? That Michelle Obama.
I knew you were going to say that.
He's going to unload this one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Whether he becomes president or not, right after the election, he's going to turn to her and go, are you effing kidding me?
I'm president. I might have married too early.
Yeah. You can, you know, that kind of attitude is for a guy who's working, you know, two jobs to try to keep you happy.
Now, is there a connection to these two stories? Are you thinking that Jennifer Aniston might end up the first?
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting?
The first Jungle Fever having first lady?
That's possible. How crazy would that be?
Jen's got Jungle Fever.
And all they do, I mean, he misses meetings all the time because all they're doing is effing, the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, the Russians are invading Poland. He's like, I'll be right there with you. I'll be right with you.
Jen, put those shoes on.
Well, anyway, John Mayer said he's gone. And I think Jennifer Aniston's a great chick, but these guys see something different, you know? Maybe she's a pain in the ass. Who knows?
When somebody that fine can't hold on.
Yeah.
You really...
Is it a needy person that can't hold on, or too independent? I don't know.
It could be a lot of things, Tim. I mean, she could be horrible in bed. She could be like this girl you look at and you say, you are heaven in pumps. Mm. And then the next morning you're like, wow. She can't bust a grape in the sack. You know? Wow. I gotta figure out the next month how I'm going to get out of this. And I think I'm just going to leave tomorrow and call her on her cell phone.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I don't even know what the word is out on her. You know, everybody knows what it is on Angelina Jolie, Roseanne Barr, Barbara Streisand. Everybody knows what the word on the street is about these women.
I didn't get the Barbara Streisand memo.
You know. You've heard the stories. That, you know, it's a pain in the ass to work with.
She's a tough, strong woman, yeah. Independent and rich, so she probably is hard to deal with.
I've heard 25 stories.
Really?
Yeah. Of that she's, you know, she's okay if you're one of her peers, but if you're like a day laborer, she wants nothing to do with you.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jennifer Aniston is a single woman, and John Mayer said, I'm out of here. But it also brings up a list of stuff we have in front of us here. How to break up, 10 ways to break up graciously, because that's basically what you have to do, unless you really hate the person. Then you can put the screws to her.
If you hate the person, you probably shouldn't even do it in person.
Well, yeah, no.
Ring!
If you hate the person, you got to try to F her over.
Ooh.
While you do it. And those guys who have, you know, hookers in bed or having sex with, you know, their wives' friends and they get caught by their wife, that's the biggest FU. Because nobody gets caught anymore. It's you are wanting to get caught. Nobody. Yeah. It's not accidental.
Yeah, I got a partner that got caught in his crib, in his bed, and I'm like, yo, man, I think you have a death wish. You were setting yourself. I mean, come on.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's the Marriott. There's the Marriott, bruh.
There's a billion places, yeah. So the 10 ways to break up, it says, number one, don't drag it out. The moment you think it's over, you got to jump in there and snap it off. And number two is be honest with her. I'm not sure that that's a good rule of thumb,
yeah,
to be honest.
I don't know why it's even necessary. It's over. You don't really need to have no more information than that.
Right. It's
There's no honesty necessary. It's over.
And part of when you say I'm leaving, part of I'm leaving is the actual act of leaving. You know, these guys that say I'm leaving and they stick around for 2 weeks, yeah, I'm out of here, then they stick around. And they say, well, I'm sticking around for the kids. Then 2 weeks later, I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
It's a quick move. I remember watching the Motown 25th. And while everybody was excited that Michael had introduced a new dance, I was thinking, that's a great way to leave a house when you're saying we finished. That moonwalk, that backwards move.
Right.
And that's, I'm like, hey,
there you go.
I tried. You know, I love you. If you need anything, give me a call. And at that, and you should be ding 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 going backwards to your car, moonwalking out the diesel.
At that point, though, you should have a bulletproof vest. You know, when a guy shows up with a bulletproof vest, he's about to lay some heavy crap on you.
Yeah.
Because there's some chicks out there that that don't like to be broken up with.
Is there anything on the list about the vest?
Nothing on the list. No, it says also the can we be friends? That doesn't work, folks. You gotta cut it off. As Colin Powell said, you got to cut it off and then kill it.
Ooh.
You know?
You know what? The whole
cut the relationship off and then kill it.
Just the whole concept of can we be friends. I'm not sure what that's about because men really don't want to be any woman's friend.
No. And I mean, if you have kids, then you should, you know, try to be cordial with her just for the sake of the kids.
Yeah.
But if you don't have any kids, man.
And when you say, can we be friends, it sounds like to me you're trying to rework the understanding and get you a uck buddy out of this.
Right.
You know? You know.
Well, you know, Frank Kramer, who's on with Frosty, Addy, and Frank, he'll be on with us Friday. He had an interesting point one day. I was listening to him, and he said, if you're going to pay your chick alimony, and she gets half of what you get, while you're paying her alimony, she should be obligated to sleep with you.
Sing it, bitch!
Because she was splitting up the money with you when you were married, so if you give her a check for $2,000 every month, you should be able to call her 5 times a month and go, hey, I'm coming over.
Get ready. I'm not sure whether it's Lycus or Sam Kinison, but somebody uses a word, vaginamony.
Yeah, I think Lycus.
Is it Lycus?
Yeah. And that's what it is. I mean, vaginamony. But, you know, these women are getting big checks for like $10,000-$15,000 a month from these guys, you know, like your type of money. Then they should be obligated to still hit it with them until those checks stop.
Well.
I know they don't like that. I know they think it's sexist, but it's a business deal. You know, if you want to take that money, great. That's what you get. But you're also going to get this guy's stick every now and then.
The dipstick coming to check your oil. Hey, you got the check, right? I'm coming to check your oil. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
All right. If you've broken up recently, the tricks and the tips to making it easier to break up with somebody. We always learn a lot from our audience because you guys and gals are out there, you know, really doing this stuff. And what have you learned on how to easily break up with somebody? Because it is the toughest thing that a man and a woman could go through, with the exception of like a death of a family member, or perhaps a guy losing his job, or maybe a guy losing his car, or maybe a guy not winning a race at the racetrack.
Jesus Christ.
Tim, maybe losing some money at the blackjack
table. Has a woman ever done something to you to make you say, I think I'm just going to call her and break up? I mean, what motivates a man to say, I don't even want to see her. I just want to call her.
The breakups that I've had...
Could she be violent? Is Jennifer Aniston the kind that'll start swinging on you?
No, but you know what it is? It gets to a point where you never want to see that face again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got enough of that face, and you don't want to look at it again. You don't want to see it again. You don't want to see it in pictures. You don't want to see it in home movies. You don't want to see it, you know. Anyway, that's why it's real tough to break up with an actress who is successful.
Right.
Because you're like, I don't want to see that face anymore. And all of a sudden, she's in a big movie, right? Yeah. Or she's on TV all the time. Maybe she's a news reporter, you know? And
you're a very silly man. I dated a girl once, a model, who I thought I'd never see again.
You saw her again.
And she got a Virginia Slim ad. So she literally, every corner, every billboard,
right,
every bus, there, she'd go by me with a... And by the way, we used to have arguments because she smoked. So she'd go by me on the side of a bus with a cigarette, and I'm like, you bitch! I should call you again and bring up a second time. Yes, indeed.
She's driving by you, and you hate what she's doing on that billboard.
We fought about that. You and those Virginia Slims.
Oh, that's classic. Is she still with us?
She didn't die
of cancer.
Oh,
huh?
No. She's
pretty
fine,
hot
too. You know, she don't even look like she has a black lung.
Yeah, but breaking up is the most difficult thing, especially for a woman. For guys, they get over it because they get a lot of other hobbies and they got other things to do. But chicks, they get so emotional and their heart gets so involved and they don't know how to handle it sometimes. All right, here are the phone numbers. How to make it easier. Are there any tips out there? Guys and girls in this audience can both use some decent tips on how to break it off.
I just got one tip. Don't cry.
Okay.
I cried once.
Oh, you did?
Sat in the Contiki.
I don't think I've cried.
I sat and it was like, you ever seen the movie Glory? It was like the Denzel Washington one tear coming down with
Matthew
Broderick.
Well, you cried in front of her?
Hey, man, hey, Tim, why do you have to ask like that? Just a simple, don't put that kind of emotion. Just, you cried in front of her. Just say, you know, just simply say it. You cried, yo, bitch, you cried in front of her ass. Yes, I was sitting at a table in a Polynesian restaurant.
Wow.
In the northern suburb of Chicago. We had been together since high school, Tim.
Wow.
And we're sitting there.
Oh, I get that.
And there was a point where I realized I should have called, but we were sitting there and I said, and you can't see me there in your car and at home, but this is what it was like. I still love you. And I had one tear come down, you know, as I you know, uttered, I still love you. And by the way, a month later, she married her boss. Oh, I'm sure that just happened.
Oh, is that right?
I'm sure there was no history there.
Jesus Christ. Now you got to think about it. But you still think about it.
I took that tear back. Tear went back in my eye.
I think I've cried, but I don't think I've opened up in front of her. I don't think I've done that yet.
You've cried alone?
Oh, oh yeah, yeah.
With Frankie?
No, I may have on the way home, like, that sucks. There's a lot of things I got to do now. You know, we've broken up, and I really loved her. And then I think, no, I didn't. She was a pain in the ass. You know, she did me a favor.
When I cried, I was in love, but 70% of that tear was about that dipstick, man. She could drop the crankshaft on you, baby.
Wow. Look at you, man.
Oh, man. It was the dipstick action that I knew I was going to miss.
Yeah, but you always date the chicks who really get their groove on.
Oh, yeah. I've been
you
blessed.
Do.
I've been blessed, man. I'm hey.
Something about you, man. You don't settle for you know, just a Pinto in that area.
Yeah.
Maserati.
I got to have the Maybach. I got to hit the Maybach.
All right, here are the phone numbers. Tips on how to make it easier to break up. A friend of mine actually dates women only if he thinks it's easy for him to break up with her. He won't date a chick unless he knows eventually it'll be easy to break up with him.
Nothing's easy after you're happy and you get used to it.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Tips on how to make it easier to break up with these dudes and these chicks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.